Freedom is being yourself. Freedom is being yourself. Now, we all want to be free. We want to go out and do whatever we want to do. We want to live our life and be active and be into all sorts of good things. We want to just do all sorts of things. And how are we going to do these things? How are we going to do all sorts of things except unless we're free? Now, if you're free, then you are really able to do everything. Just consider a basketball player. A basketball player is on the court, and he is free to go anywhere he wants. He's free to lift this leg or lift that leg or bounce this ball or do whatever he wants to do. He's free. He's free to do anything he wants as long as he is staying within the game. Now, what is the game for the basketball player? If he was the Globetrotter, a member of the Globetrotters, well, how would he act? How would he be if he were a Globetrotter? Well, they have rules, too. They look like they're so fancy, and they're so free, and they're so open, and they're so able to do anything they want to do, but really, they're not. They are very much limited by the program that the Globetrotters do. They have certain ways of handling the ball. They have certain ways of bouncing. They have certain ways of confusing the opponent. They have certain ways of doing things. And yet they look so free. They look so wonderful. That's because they're skilled in being themselves. They have chosen to take the rules of the game of basketball and allow those rules to be rules that guide their life. And in that attitude, in that parameter, they take themselves and do whatever the magic is that they can do. How high they can jump, how many baskets they can make, how many dribbles they can come across the floor, all these different things. And then they start doing crazy things which totally disarm the opponent. They start bouncing it through their legs, through their feet, under their leg, over their they just do everything to make it seem like it's such a simple thing to do. And truly, when you're trained to be yourself, it is a simple thing to do. When you're trained to be yourself, it's a very simple thing to do. It's a very simple thing to live your life and be happy and do all the things that makes your life so full and so rich and so wonderful. The freedom is in being yourself. Now, who are you? Now, that's a question that you have to know if you're going to be free. You have to know who you are if you're going to be yourself and be free. Now, who are you? Are you a Globetrotter? Are you a human being? Are you a man or a woman or a child? Are you a divine being? Are you somebody who is very specially skilled and genius in some field or fields? Who are you? First, you got to find out who you are, and then have the freedom to be it. Well, now, you say, I am a person who believes in prayer. I'm a person that believes in all sorts of things that are coming up in the world. I'm a person that believes in the power of the mind. I'm a person that believes that all things exist already that are absolutely beautiful and good and perfect, and I am able to use all those things that are absolutely beautiful, good, and perfect for any purpose I want, and I have the freedom to do it because I'm being myself and I'm having fun. Now, that's a big mouthful, isn't it? That's a very big mouthful. But now, how does that apply to you? How does that apply to me? How does that apply to us in our everyday life? In our freedom to be ourselves, we have to first know who ourself is. Now, we can say, I am only human. We can say, I am a man, or I'm a woman, or I'm a child. We can say, I have these talents. And we can limit ourselves to all sorts of statements that appear to be true. But these statements are only the limitations we have put upon ourselves. We are actually unlimited. We are actually able to do anything because everything already exists. we are able to know everything and realize everything and live in the wholeness and the goodness and the fantastic qualities of everything. Yes, we are able to do these things, but as we do these things, are we able to have the freedom to do them as whatever we want to do? Now, if you're a genius, and you're a genius in mathematics, can you have the freedom to change the rules of mathematics to accomplish what you want? No. But you have the privilege, in being yourself, to not know the rules of mathematics, but to know what you want, to know the desire of your heart, the thought that is important to you. That's what you want. And then when you go from there, then you can do anything. Einstein wasn't brilliant, wasn't a mathematical and a physics genius because of the laws of physics and the laws of mathematics that wanted to limit him. He was a genius because he went beyond the appearance of the law. The law would appear to say that gravity makes something come down to Earth. It attracts it to the Earth. It's a magnetic pull. And then you're limited by that. Then you're limited by how fast it falls and how quickly it does this or that and how the gravitational field of the Earth changes every so many years and many things like that. Now, are those things that you're going to have limit you? Those things that appear to be so? Well, if something changes every so many years, there's no reason why it cannot change right this minute. If some things change as time goes by or after you have put together a number of attitudes toward it, it can happen right now. And are you ready to have it happen right now to you? Are you ready to have the genius that all is right now? If you're ready to have that, then beautiful things happen in your life. Now, Rex is outside, barking at something that I don't see, but he sees. And as he barks at it, he's telling it, "Hey, I know you're there. I know what's going on out there. I'm in charge." And as he says these things, and as he announces these things, he lets people know that he is the master here of running the property. He is the master here of choosing who comes and who goes. And as he is this master, he is totally in charge. Now, you're listening to me. I can go out and quiet Rex and tell him that's enough. Or I can say more things to you, and you can listen to me and know what I'm saying and know what is going on and not be disturbed in the slightest by Rex or anything else in this world. You listen to the divine within you. The divine within you that tells you all things, that guides you into all directions of positive attitudes and the magic that is there. You don't know what the Boston Globetrotters are going to do when they're bouncing that ball around the court. And you are amazed and amused and bemused as you see it. But it doesn't bother you. You play the game you play. They play their game. You play the same game, same rules, but with your magic, with who you are and what's going on. And you don't let anything disturb you, whether it's a dog barking or whether it's somebody batting a ball around, bouncing it up and down and between their legs and over their heads and everywhere you can imagine. You know what you're going to do. You visualize the freedom. You have that freedom to visualize yourself, being yourself, and being the very finest that you can be. Somebody comes along and says, "Oh, they've done that, been there, and there's no need to do it again." There's always a need to do it again, because whenever we do it again, what we are doing is we are having the freedom to be ourselves, no matter what someone else has done. We're going to do it just a little differently, just a little more uniquely, just a little more wonderfully. And as we be ourselves, with the total freedom that we have to be ourselves, the magic of being ourselves comes out and we do wonderful things. This day, let yourself, let the magic in you flood forth. Let the magic in you come in all its freedom in being yourself and be yourself. And find out that what you thought and dreamed and wished for is already true. Now just let it happen through you. The freedom in being yourself. Because this is what it's all about. Have a lovely day and know that you are the master. You are the genius. You are the Einstein. You are the Boston Globetrotters. You are using your own mind, your own head, your own thought, your own dreams. And as you do this, wonderful things happen to you every moment of your life. Have a good day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.